Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
This is your month of light and a month where every oppression of darkness will give way to you. For that light shines in darkness and darkness comprehended it not. And he said that is the true light that lighted every man that comes into this world. So every destiny is enhanceable. Every destiny is beautifiable. Every destiny is glorifiable. For that is the true light that lighted every man that comes into this world. Every man. Every destiny is enhanceable. Every destiny is beautifiable. Every destiny is glorifiable. For that is the true light that lighted every man that comes into this world. Just one word brought that woman out of the region of death. I am a spirit. John 3:8. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the spirit is spirit. And he went on and said, the wind blows where it listeth. You hear the sound. You can't see it. He said, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He said, you may hear my voice, but you can't see me. And came out. Just one word is enough to terminate all your woes. One word from heaven is enough to terminate all your woes. Before this month is over, there is no bugging question of your life that will not find an answer in the revelation of the truth. He said, and when thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward. There shall be a proof. When thou hast found it, Proverbs 24, verses 13 and 14, there shall be a proof, because thy expectation shall not be disappointed. When thou hast found it, he said, my son, eat thou honey, for it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. And when thou hast found it, there shall be a proof that you found it. Because with revelation, your expectation cannot be disappointed. When thou hast found it, every disappointment is coming to an end by that revelation this month in the name of Jesus. When thou hast found it, open my eyes, Lord, that I may find the wondrous things that are loaded in your book for my glorious destiny. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of thy law. I am tired of wandering around. I want to experience the wonders of redemption. Open my eyes. Psalm 119 verse 18. Lift up your hands and pray. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. This is one of the most important months of this year, because nothing puts you in command over the forces of darkness like the light that you bear. Light bearers are sweatless commanders. When you become a light bearer, you become an anointed commander, because darkness is helpless wherever light is found. And we all see darkness covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. Darkness truly covers the earth, and gross darkness the people. He said, but when your light comes, darkness will be rendered helpless. That's why I know every gang up of hell against your destiny must give way to you this month. Now, I'll be sharing with you this morning something very important. I've tagged this teaching, your covenant access to a world of revelation. Your covenant access to a world of revelation. And what is revelation in our context? Revelation in our context is the unfolding of the mysteries of the kingdom as contained in the scriptures. The unfolding of the mysteries of the kingdom as contained in the scriptures. That's revelation. The opening up of the seals which enables you and I access into the mysteries of the kingdom. Everybody has access to the stories of scriptures. Very few have access to the mysteries of scriptures. The letter killeth, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The words I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. Everybody has access to the letters of scriptures. Very few do have access to the spirit back of those letters. The flesh profited nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The words I've spoken unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So this book, naturally, is made up of letters. But within those letters is embedded the very life of God that makes your life meaningful. The letter killeth. It is the spirit that giveth life. The words that I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. So revelation is what makes the scriptures meaningful. It is the revelation of these scriptures that creates the future you desire. As far as you can see, it shall be given unto you. It is how far you see that determines how far you can go. That's why I believe that this service is your service. Because God wants to change your position by enhancing your access to revelations. Can I hear your loud amen? We understand that revelation is the cure for all afflictions. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And whosoever the knowledge of the truth shall set free, he shall be free indeed. And by the knowledge of the truth shall my just one be delivered. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 9. John chapter 8 and verse 32. And Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9. And nothing shall halt upon all my holy mountains, because the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. So it disarms everything that hurts, just like light disarms darkness. The working knowledge of the truth. The working knowledge of the truth. We disarm everything that hurts you. The working knowledge of the truth will disarm everything that hurts you. Now, many people have come now for the communion. They don't know what it is other than that we're having some nice time, having some bread and having some drink in our church every second Sunday of the month. It's a wonderful religious snack. And we enjoy it. My children even like it. They like a lot to take it. Now, you can't see beyond the bread. You can't see beyond the drink. So if anything, this only cools his thirst temporarily. But delivers no values to him because you cannot draw more value than your insight into what you are doing. Listen to this, for instance. In 2 Kings chapter 4, the sons of the prophet went out and then they gathered guards to have lunch. And as they put that in the pot and they were cooking, they tested to find out whether it was well cooked or not. And behold, it was poison. And they said, "Hey, alas, master, there is death in the pot." And the prophet said, "Bring me a meal." And they cast the meal into that pot and they poured out again and there was no more death. Now, that is a picture of one of the mysteries of the communion. One of his cardinal mysteries is to purge your system of every poison, every chemical imbalance in your system, everything that has been introduced there, whether through your dream or physically a table set for you to kill you. When this New Testament meal is cast into your biological pot, you know, this belly is a pot. It's not only people who say has pot belly. Everybody's belly is a pot. Because it goes to recook anything you eat, true of us. So after a very delicious bowl of rice and you go to the toilet, is it rice you deliver? It has been recooked. Amen. No, it has been recooked. And I know many of you will descend on pounded yam this afternoon when you get home. Now, when you deliver your stuff, is it white pounded yam you deliver? So when you partake of this New Testament meal, expect it to deliver a higher order of purging, a higher order of neutralization of whatever is considered poison in your body. So it's not coming for church snacks. He's approaching it with a sense of mystery. So that diabetes is consumed. Whatever is making you a victim of high blood pressure is a chemical imbalance. So it's consumed. Now you understand what I'm saying? So when you approach the table with that sense of the mystery of its content, it makes a world of difference. That young lady said she was purging and purging until she woke up. And the purging now began physically. And the stench was terrible. The smell was horrible. And that ended the many years of mysterious poison in her body. I know there are people here who have strange things in their system. By this communion today, I speak as God's prophet for the hour. By this communion today, no poison in your body will return back home with you. Now you see what Revelation does. That's what Revelation does. It opens the seal over the letters and lets you in to the mysteries that were embedded within the letters. So you can maximize the profits and the values that are contained therein. Now think, for instance, the Bible says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse." You know who that rod is? "And the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon him." He's the one that carried the seven spirits of God according to the book of Revelation. And the seven spirits of God were listed out there. So his name is who? Jesus. And then you remember the rod of Moses before Pharaoh. And as Moses cast down the rod, it was turned into a serpent. The magicians too are said to do the same thing. They cast down their rod and it was turned into a serpent. And Moses said, and God said, are you true? They said they are true. Are all your rods now down? They said they are down. Okay, now, let the superior rod manifest itself. And the rod of Moses swallowed them 1, 2, 3, 4 without a change in size. Amen. Now listen. As you take this rod in, every activity of the magicians in your life, every spell and enchantment that is cast upon your life, whatever makes you wriggle for survival. Now, see that rod turned into a serpent in your system and swallowing up every serpent of the magician. That's why he said, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, nor divination against Israel. Any spell you are carrying on your life today, as you partake of this mystery rod, every activity of the magicians in your life, every work of witchcraft and wizardry that is tormenting your destiny, not just your health, but your business, your career, and your family, every spell that they have cast on you, as you let in the rod and is turned into a serpent within your system, it swallows up every rod of the magician in your life. So I'm not just taking the bread, I'm taking the rod. And I'm not just taking the rod. The rod is turned into a serpent. It's not turned into a serpent to bite me, it's turned into a serpent to consume every rod of the magician that is tormenting my destiny in one way or another. Can you see what Revelation does? Good. Refuse to be satisfied with the stories of scriptures. Be hungry for the mysteries, which is the only way to gain mastery over the affairs of life. As far as I know, till my time on earth is over, I will not require more than this to keep alive. That is God's all-purpose drug for my supreme health in a world of afflictions. I am not just taking a bread. I'm taking a rod. I'm not just taking a piece of bread baked by Covenant University Bakery. I'm taking a mystery meal whose mission is to neutralize and nullify the effect of every poison in my body. Now get ready. Anyone that is said to have sickle cell anemia, and now you are old, you are about 30, you are about 35, you are even 40, you have been coping with the crisis. Today is the end of that affliction in your life. So you see why you need revelation? That's why you and I need revelation. He said, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 13. They are so religious that they have lost their access to realities. The words of scriptures are fantastic ancient stories to them, from where they expect only motivation. They are never expectant of supernatural manifestations, because all they have is information. And the best information does is to motivate you. But revelation does not only motivate you, it provokes supernatural manifestations at your command. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? So every contrary medical report is going to suffer a reversal now. Why do I need revelation? Revelation is the cure for all tears.
Come and say the cure for all tears.
He said, and I wept much. Revelation chapter 5 verses 4 to 8. Because there was no man found worthy to open the book, nor even to look thereupon. And one of the elders came and said to me, weep not. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to remove the seven seals thereof. He has prevailed. Until the book is opened, the weeping continues. The opening of the book is what terminates the weepings of man. Until the book is opened, the weepings continue. For it is the opening of the book that can terminate the weepings of men. I wept much because there was no man found worthy to open the book or to look thereupon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. The book is now open. Weep not. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, he has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And you know, when Jesus gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple was torn in twain, providing a supernatural access for everyone into the things behind the veil. I tell you, he prevailed. So it is the opening of the scriptures that decorates our future, terminates our sorrows and our tears, dignifies our destiny. Can I hear your loud amen? Why do I need revelation? Every supernatural manifestation is provoked by revelation. God also was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16:20. Every supernatural manifestation is provoked by revelation. Every supernatural manifestation is provoked by revelation. That's why you and I need revelation. God was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Signs. Signs of supernatural success. Signs of supernatural provisions. Signs of supernatural health. Everything. In God's great formula for success, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate thereupon day and night. Then you make your way prosperous. And then you have good success. Signs. Signs does not mean just to get healed and get delivered from satanic hold. Signs means just you being a sign. Everybody amazed at the hand of God on your life. You becoming a marvel in a world of woes. Everybody spying out on you. See God. See what God is doing. Can't you see that? When Jesus came here, he came here as a sign. He said, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. So Jesus arrived as a sign on the earth. He was a living wonder. That's why you and I need revelation. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? And you know, he said, and thou shalt take this rod in your hand. You see something about revelation? There are things you hear, there are things you see, and there are things you handle. John said, the things we have heard, the things that we have seen, and the things that our hands have handled of the word of life, they are the things we declare unto you. He said, thou shalt take this rod. You possess a walking knowledge of the truth with which you walk miracles. Can I hear your amen? You possess a walking knowledge of the truth with which you walk miracles. That's what it says. Exodus 4:17, thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. So every supernatural manifestation is provoked by revelation. The revelation of the truth is what makes you a miracle worker. The revelation of the truth is what makes you a miracle worker. Can I hear your loudest amen? No wonder Jesus said, one thing is needful. Sit down. Reach out. dig it out, sit at my feet, hear what I'm saying, and the world will hear you. He said, hear what I'm saying, and the world will be forced to hear you, because you become a living wonder among men. Luke chapter 10 and verse 42. One thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And she sat at his feet, hearing his word. This is beautiful. One thing, it puts you in command of everything. With the rod in the hand of Moses, the magicians were utterly helpless. Pharaoh became dumb. Moses took over. The whole Egypt was under the command of Moses with a rod in his hand. So with a rod in your hand, every brutal Pharaoh, we have no choice but bow to your authority. Can I hear your loudest amen? That's why you and I need revelation. That's why we need revelation. I think it's also important for me to mention here that revelation is the key to kingdom dignity. Your dignity is determined by your depth of insight. Guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and righteousness and meekness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. You will have unusual insight. He said, the unusual insight that you have will make you ride prosperously and in majesty. Psalm 45, verse 3 to 5. Psalm 45 and verses 3 through 5. Now, so your kingdom dignity is enhanced by revelation. And thy right hand shall unfold to you deep things. He said, by reason of the unusual insight that you have, ride prosperously and in majesty. Ride prosperously and in majesty. I see God terminating every shame in your life. That's why the word says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Get down there. Find it. Apply it correctly. And you will never know the meaning of shame. Shame will be far from your tabernacle. So, it is revelation. Revelation is the cure for shame and reproach. Revelation is the cure for shame and reproach. Revelation is the cure for shame and reproach. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, which is our text for this month, arise, shine, because your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For darkness may cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, his glory shall be seen upon you, and the Gentiles will come unto your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. He said, for your shame you shall have double. So for every shame of your life, this month is a month of double restoration of honor. This month shall be to you a month of double restoration of honor. This month shall be to you a month of double restoration of honor. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are there? That's the reason why you and I need revelation. That's why we need revelation. And what more? Revelation is what guarantees your dominion on earth. You know what the word says? And that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can't stop it. Darkness can't hinder it. John chapter 1 and verse 5. Darkness can't hinder it. Darkness can't withstand it. Darkness can't resist it. And the entrance of his word, Psalm 119 and verse 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. So when the truth is unfolded, light is infused. And when light is infused, your dominion over darkness is established. Jesus, the living word, who is also the living light, Satan and his cohorts couldn't stand him. Everywhere he appeared, they couldn't stand him. He wasn't looking for who is a witch. Every witch was giving way to him. Because darkness can't resist the authority of light. Every harassment over your life, I see it ended here today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Why do we need revelation? I think this is important. If that's where we stop today, what a wonderful time for you to know why you must hunt for revelation. When you become a committed word hunter, you are heading to become one of the high flyers in the kingdom, because they can't stop you. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, "Now I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to deliver to you your own inheritance." Now listen to this. You have a most enviable inheritance in Christ. You cannot afford to live a pitiable life. But your inheritance is delivered through the revelation channel of his word. It is only what you can see that you are entitled to. Whatever you cannot see, you are not entitled to it. As far as your eyes can see, it shall be given unto you. Genesis 13 and verses 14 and 15. As far as your eyes can see. So your inheritance is revelation limited. Your inheritance and my inheritance is revelation limited. Your inheritance and my inheritance is revelation limited. God said, until you see it, you can't get it. So pray to see it. When you see it, I'm committed to give it. Pray until you see it. Pray and search and seek according to the rules of the game. When you see it, you will get it. Until you see it, you cannot get it. You have a most enviable heritage in Christ, but it is delivered at the instance of revelation. It will not be delivered without divine insight. Divine insight is your ticket for the delivery of your own inheritance. It will not be delivered until you can see it. That's why you are now in revelation. That's why we need revelation. I'd like you to be excited, because this is going to be a month to be much remembered in your life. Particularly if you will care to sit up. Because inside your hand is the answer book of life. That book called the Bible is the answer book of life. Every bugging question of man has a valid answer in the scriptures. There is no question of your life that does not have an answer in that book. When we were small, there was a book they called Lacombe. How many know Lacombe? Yes. Lacombe is one arithmetic book, and it has answer behind, isn't it? So when you don't know the meaning, you do wuru 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 to the answer. That book in your hand, the answer is not behind. It's in every page. Every question, as you look at the question, they tell you the answer. You look at the question, they tell you the answer. That is the answer book of life. How can you hold the answer in your hand and be weeping for the answers? Here is what he said. He said, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. "Who has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. Now he has given us all things, but they are delivered through the knowledge of him. For instance, this morning, nobody is returning home with any form of poison in his or her body. Why? Now, that has been established forever, but you have only discovered it now. He has given us all things, including those things that you are lacking perpetually. They are never there. You can't touch them. You can't reach them. But he has given them to you, but they will not be delivered except through the knowledge channel. He's given us all things that make it for life and godliness. But they will be delivered to you through the knowledge of him who has called you unto glory and virtue. He has called you unto honor and dignity. So everything that has to do with shame and reproach is not his plan for you. But it takes the knowledge of him to take delivery of your heritage of glory and honor. Can I hear your loud amen? So you are not reading the Bible to be more religious. You are studying the word to attain to your glorious destiny in Christ. He has called you and I unto glory and honor. Come and say glory and honor. You were welcomed in Nairobi at the presidential launch at the airport. We had an army of people waited, you know, and we had cultural dances of Maasai and every other group to dress so well. I had to even join them in drumming because it was so sweet. Amen. God has not called you to shame and reproach. He's called you unto glory and honor. And this year, there is no prophetic basis for anyone to carry any emblem of shame on his life because it is your prophetic turning point. Can I hear your loudest amen if you're there? Our God is a good God. That's why you and I need revelation. He's given you all things, but they will not be delivered to you through weepings and murmurings and complainings. And say, you see, I've been a Christian now for the past 9 years. You know what 9 years is in the eyes of God? Because 1,000 years is like one day. Okay, what is 9 years? Calculate it now. So every time you say, for the past 40 years, God says, what is he talking about? Angel, what is 40 years in our own calendar? That's 1 minute. Hallelujah. Now, okay, divide 1,000 years by 24. Are you following what I'm saying? That gives an idea. Now, find out what 1 hour is equal to in number of years. Then you will know how many years you are complaining about. It's no time in God's sight. You better wake up. You better wake up. You better wake up. You better wake up. He said, when thou hast found it, forget about what anybody is telling you until you find it. The situation remains the same. But when thou hast found it, then there shall be an attendant proof, because no devil can disappoint what you have found. Can I hear your loudest amen? He's given us all things, so lacking anything is our problem. He's made all provisions to excuse you and I from all frustrations. But they can only be actualized via revelations. So the choice is ours. You have heard many things. I wonder how many things you have actually seen. You heard many things. He didn't say as much as you hear. He said as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. Now see, you can't see it and not hold it. Because you'll be looking for it. So when you see it, you naturally believe it. When you believe it, you practically obey it. Because you can see the answer to your question. You won't let go. You won't let go. So it is light that makes the difference between success and failure in the kingdom. Between strength and weakness. Between sickness and health. Between poverty and prosperity. Light is what makes the difference between joy and sorrow, between confusion and direction. Light is what makes the difference. So there are no lucky believers, there are only lighty believers. No believer has a better inheritance or better heritage than the other. God is not a specter of persons. But in every nation, everyone that fears him and walks uprightly is accepted with them. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but you need them in this earth. And to bring them down requires revelation. You won't miss your place. Your covenant access to light. I'll read a few scriptures before we take the communion. Isaiah 55. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread? Verse 2. And your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Hearkening to him makes fat your destiny. Incline your ears and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure message of David. Look at what he said. He said, behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader, commander of to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified thee. When you are thirsty for that thing, you encounter the light, and then the glory of God begins to manifest in your life. Now, look at what he said. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him when he's near. While he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Hallelujah. That is gone out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I send it. What is my covenant access to light? One, a thirst. Oh, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. God's word is likened to water. Ephesians 5:26. That thou mightest cleanse her by the washing of water, by the word of God. So God's word is likened to water. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And these waters will unfold to you the ways of God. And the ways of God will turn all your shame to glory. So shall my word be that is gone forth out of my mouth. So you need a thirst. A thirst is one of the fundamental covenant qualifiers for revelation. Without a thirst, you don't have access. A thirst guarantees you an access into the deep things of God. Can I hear your loud amen? Well, I must not forget to mention these. That the mysteries of the kingdom, they are primarily the preserve of the redeemed of the Lord. Mark 4:11. The Bible says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without, all these things are in parables. Parables means stories. All these things are in parables. So everyone that is not redeemed has access only to the stories. Mark 4:11. Only the redeemed have access to the mysteries. And the mysteries is what constitutes our access to the values of the kingdom. Can I hear your loud amen? So let us understand that basics. That's fundamental. That's crucial. But you require a thirst to access the water of the world. You require a thirst. You require a thirst. Why? God's word says here in Isaiah 44 and verse 3. Isaiah 44 verse 3. Shall we read that together, everybody? Let's be together now. Now let's go. Isaiah 44 and verse 3. 1, 2, go. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thy offspring. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Upon whom will he pour his waters? So floods of revelation, they are the preserve of the genuinely thirsty. When you are thirsty, he pours upon you floods of his water. Amen? And they provoke his blessings in your life. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. So it takes a thirst, a genuine thirst, to access the refreshing waters of the word of God. It takes a genuine thirst. And what did he say in verse 4? And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. So there is a springing up that takes place when this water is poured on your life. I see everything that has been stagnant coming alive again and growing. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Now, chapter 41 of Isaiah, verse 17. Shall we read that together, everybody? Now, hold it. 1, 2, now we go together. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Jacob, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. When the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Jacob, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers in high places. I see God opening up rivers in the dry areas of your life this month. I see God opening up rivers in every dry area of your life this month. I see God opening up rivers in every dry area of your life this month. I see God opening up rivers in every dry area of your life this month. That's what God wants to do. It takes a thirst for you to access the refreshing, fulfilling, wonder-producing waters of the Word of God. It takes what? A thirst. It takes a thirst. And what is that provokes a thirst? That is the ultimate source of help in every area of your helplessness. So you know that if you can't get an answer there, you can't get anywhere else. Every other source is a guesswork. This is the only sure one. For his word is settled in heaven forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, not a jot of his word will go unfulfilled. So that generates a thirst in your quest. Now listen to me. When the Lord called me into ministry, ministry at that time is not as glamorous today as people see it. They will pity your mother, pity your father, and run to them to see how much they can help you. Maybe you have lost your mind. There was no encourager in the vicinity at all. So I either must know the one who sent me and know how to assess his provisions or die in frustration. Whatever you find in that book, Towards Excellence in Life and Ministry, there were things I had to find before I came into ministry. Now you have called me. Who will pay me? These are practical questions. So I have to sit down with him to take me through how he sent them, how he paid them, so that my faith can come alive to expect him to pay me the way he paid them. The truth is that he has never failed once. The truth is that we have never prayed for food in my home till now. From the days of zero beginnings till now. The truth is that we've never had opportunity to borrow for the first time to do anything in our home till now. There was a desperation because there are no helpers around. There were no helpers around. So there was a desperation. And a desperation will always provoke a revelation. When there's a genuine thirst, he said, I will pour water. I will pour water. I will pour water. I had him say to me then, when I sent you without purse or scripts or shoes, lacked ye anything? They said nothing. He said, I am responsible for your going. You are not to prepare for it at all. I will not need your saving to make the going great. Your saving can't handle it. The silver is mine and the gold is mine to execute my agenda on the earth. Okay, what do I do for you to pay me? This is what to do. As you minister spiritual things to the people, I'll be committed to pay you your wages. So get down on the field. Don't walk careless to the pulpit. Get fully armed and dutifully prepared. Listen to me. Hear from me. They will hear you. Now you see what I'm talking about. Took me through those journeys. And by the time I found it, I knew I'd found it. I'd never called any mortal man on telephone till day. Hello, are you there? Can you be of help? There is something urgently here to be done. Not once. We have never paid our staff one day later from inception till now. In those early days, we are going to pay one day. And I said, okay, get ready to pay the people this afternoon. Now, there was nothing there to pay anybody. But by 2 p.m., someone wandered in from one place that only God knew. He said, I was just passing through town, and I just felt I should say hello to you all in the office here. And then when he was leaving, he dropped a seed. That seed was exactly what would be needed to pay everybody. Listen to me. Until there's a thirst, you don't have an access. Until there's a thirst, you don't have an access. Number 2 thing that guarantees you an access. Too many people are looking for God with their head. You can't find God with your head. God is too big for your head. He said, you shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 to 13. He said, I know my plans for you. The plans of peace are not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Then you shall seek me and pray unto me. You shall seek me and find me. You shall search for me with all your heart. God's glorious plan requires all your heart to locate it. All your heart. And you will understand that when you look at the book of Luke chapter 15 and verses 18 and 9, Luke 15, 8 and 9. He said, which woman among you, having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one, will not light a candle and sweep thoroughly until she finds it? Luke 15, 8 to 9. Until she finds it. You light a candle to find what is missing in darkness. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. The heart of man is the candle of the Lord. What is the candle of the Lord? The heart of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20, 27. You lit a candle to find what is missing. And what is a candle? The heart of man is the candle of the Lord with which you search out whatever is missing. Can I hear your amen? That is why holy heart seekers become great finders. People who are looking for what is missing with their heart. Their heart is engaged in a search. And who is he that engages his heart to seek unto me? So you engage your heart in seeking out what is missing. Can I hear your loud amen? Can I hear your loud amen? This is very important. You need to engage your heart if you must be a great finder. You engage your heart in seeking out that which is lost. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. And of course, you engage in a search. Your heart is involved, and then you practically engage in a search. Those are three things we are looking at today: a thirst, a heart, and a search. A thirst. And then engaging your heart, and then accepting the responsibility of a search. So your heart, your thirst, your heart, and your search, they are covenant combinations that provide you access into the light that will put you in command. This is very important. This is very important. I know that when that light shines, as it was with Peter, a great light shone in the prison and their chains fell off. You remember Paul and Silas? Their chains fell off. A great light struck and their chains, the forces holding them, gave up. This month, every force holding any aspect of your destiny, we have no choice but fall off your hands. If that is you, let me hear your believing amen. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was held in prison and whose feet were laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But when his word came, the king sent for him and loosed him. I see the King of Kings sending for your release this month. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. I see the King of Kings calling for your release this month. Why? Because when you have found it, there must be a proof, and your expectation shall not be cut off. So I see the King of Kings ordering your release this month. I see the King of Glory ordering the release of your marital destiny this month. I see the King of Heaven ordering the release of the prosperity of your family this month. I see the King of Glory ordering supernatural breakthrough for your business and careers this month. He said, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. And overnight, there was a turnaround. Hey, so in your business, there is going to be a supernatural, dramatic turnaround at the instance of his revelation this month in the name of Jesus. This is what he said. He said, deep calleth unto the deep. He said, launch out into the deep for a catch. Luke chapter 5 and verse 5 to 8. There is something there, but they can only be found in the deep. The lack of fish, the lack of results in your business is not because the city is dry. It's because you have not reached out to the deep that we command the resource to surface. A depressed economy does not mean every citizen within that economy is depressed. There was an economic failure in Genesis 47. People were selling themselves for bread. And at the same time, Israel was expanding and multiplying exceedingly. You belong to a covenant that guarantees exemption from the frustrations of life. All you need is revelation to actualize your own exemption. Launch out into the deep. You have toiled enough. Reach out for the world. There is an answer to the woes of every man's life in the world. 1,000, a heart that is panting, then a search that is qualitative. A search that is qualitative. He said, and sweep thoroughly, sweep thoroughly. Luke 15, 8 and 9. You light a candle and you sweep thoroughly until she finds it. You are sweeping through the pages of scriptures, meditating, reading, looking through, cross-referencing until you find it. Sweeping thoroughly, sweeping thoroughly. Too many are sweeping carelessly. Majority are sweeping religiously. Oh God, I know. Okay. Yes. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Amen. I'll sweep thoroughly until she finds it. You are sweeping and sweeping and sweeping until you find it. It's not just finding a word. It's finding the right word. Come and say the right word. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Where you find the right word, you say, it is written. Every devil must give way. Satan came at Jesus, and Jesus said, it is written. Number one. It is written. Number two. It is written. Number three. Then Satan leaveth him. Everything that won't let you go must leave you this month. Everything that has refused to let you go must leave you this month. Everything that has refused to let you go must leave you this month. He said, how forcible are right words? Job 6:25. How forcible? Heavenly forces will be back of every right scripture that you discover. Heavenly forces will be back of them. As you find them, they provoke the backing of heavenly forces which are irresistible on the earth. How forcible are right words? How forcible are right words? So we keep searching and searching until we find the right word. The Holy Ghost bearing witness to that spirit that, hey, that is it. Hey, you found it. Just one discovery can end all your struggles. I spent only 3 days in search of the truth of kingdom prosperity. Now, 24 years is here since I've been swimming in the blessing of it. Why don't you sit up and find it? You will need to wait on the Lord, especially on your own, and say, Lord, this thing has an answer with you. I cannot be crying on the streets looking for the answer. The answer is in my Sokoto. I don't have to talk to Sokoto to get it. I must get it now. Hallelujah. I must get it now. Maybe you may need to take a break, a casual leave, in search of the thing. Sweeping thoroughly, not carelessly, not religiously. Not as usually. Sweeping thoroughly, 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 until she finds it. Hear what he said. He said, my son, attend to my words, give ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they shall be life to them that find it, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. To them that find it. So until you find it, the life of it does not reflect. Until you find it, the health it carries does not show. This is what it takes. Would you take time out, therefore? Because this is a month of months for you. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to the end must be practically fulfilled in your life this month. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. So take time out. I took only 2 books out. Only 3 days. And 3 days have not stopped yielding results. Only 3 days. With only 2 books in my hand. Kenneth Copeland books and Gloria Copeland, his wife's book. Both on prosperity. The law of prosperity. The will of God is prosperity. I mean, and the 2 of them are my Bible. And on the 3rd day, the heavens open. When there is a thirst and you are searching with a heart, and your search is a thorough search, God will always honor it. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen? I took this book, my Bible only, and I went up to the mountaintop. And I love the dramatic picture of the dry bones in the book of Ezekiel. And I said, God, whatever is back of the man called Ezekiel, I want to tap into it. So I took the book of Ezekiel and started reading from chapter 1. I was up on the mountain, no water, no bread, no nothing. Rain came and beat me thoroughly on that mountain. I was reading with my torchlight in the night. I was searching during the day. Rain came in the night. Sun dried me up in the day. But my friend, on the 3rd day, something happened. The Lord said to me, behold, I've touched your tongue with a coal of fire. And from henceforth, as you say it, you see it. We were in Nairobi. We were doing the groundbreaking of our new property in the place. And a boy has been lost for 3 months. 3 months, they have searched everywhere, they could not find him. You know what it means to be lost for 3 months? He walked back that day. I just said, as this ground is being broken, every impossible rock in your life that is a weight on your shoulder is being broken now. That boy, we had no idea any boy was lost. That boy walked back. Same day. And testimony given that night. Only 3 days. Putting fire on your tongue, and that all you say from henceforth, you start saying it. Anything can happen if you care to sweep thoroughly with a heart that is panting for a discovery, for a way forward. You are not near where God has ordained you to be. Neither have you done 1/10 what God sent you on the earth to do. So how long will you be going around that mountain? It's time to go forward. Shout a living hallelujah. The young lions may suffer want and hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. So God does not want you to live a life of lack. So any good thing that is lacking in your life must be recovered this month. Can I hear your loud amen if you believe that? Can I hear your amen if you believe that? Every discovery in this book guarantees a supernatural recovery. So this month is declared for you a month of supernatural recovery. Whatever has been missing in your life that is making your Christian testimony questionable, this month is your month of recovery. Whatever makes men pity your life, this month is declared your month of recovery. Whatever the world has waited to see happen, and they wonder, will it ever happen? This month is declared your month of recovery. Lift up your hands and thank him for showing you the light. Blessed be your name, Jesus. We love and celebrate you. In Jesus' precious name. By the light of God's word that you have received, every biting serpent in your body is swallowed up via the mystery of this communion today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is not of God that is at work in you, you shall see them no more again forever. Can I hear your loudest amen? HIV/AIDS is swallowed up in victory today. Diabetes, high blood pressure, migraine, hypertension, heart disease, kidney challenges, whatever is contrary to the nature of Christ will not return home with you from this service. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are there? I decree the transfusion of the very nature of Christ into everyone partaking of this communion this hour and anyone around the world that is around the website now in this service, and you are partaking of the communion wherever you are, in any city of Nigeria, in any nation of the earth. I decree that the very nature of Christ, which swallows up any corruption in our nature, be transmitted into everyone in the name of Jesus. Just like that rod swallowed up the rods of the magicians, every spell and enchantment, every diabolical activities working against any man's destiny in any form, I see them now swallowed up by the word of life. As you take this rod, every magician's rod is swallowed up in victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Listen to this. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And Jesus said, this is my blood. That means whatever cannot be found in his life must not be found in your life and in my life. Whatever makes men doubt your Christian testimony, by this communion, I see them swallowed up in victory. Every deadly habit, every habit that destroys, I see the blood of Jesus destroying them in everyone's life today. Every disease, every plague that has been termed incurable, as this meal drops into your system, I see every poison there destroyed forever. He gave them the bread and their eyes were open. By the mystery of this communion table, I decree that every spiritual blindness be healed in the name of Jesus. He said the prince of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Every spiritual blindness inflicted on anyone by the devil, I see such blindness healed by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. This month is declared a month of supernatural light for you. Every genuine search this month will lead to an amazing discovery in your life. It is done. Whatever you desire from the Lord, lift up your hands and call for it right now. Sickle cell anemia is gone. HIV AIDS is destroyed. Heart disease is averted. Kidney failure is healed. Every blood disease is cured in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Whatever you desire, return home with it for a testimony. Between now and Sunday, you have the proofs in your hand of the hand of God. No sickness that came into this service with you will return back to your homes with you. Whatever could not dear Christ will not be able to dear you anymore. In the name of Jesus. By this communion, I curse all the activities of the magicians and enchanters against your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone that attempts to frustrate any worshiper in this sanctuary, every force of the devil, all agents of ritual killers, all robbers, whatever they are called, this month is declared a month of judgment in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has ever assaulted any child of God under this commission, on this ground, this month is declared a month of judgment and condemnation for them. Speaking under this apostolic authority conferred on me, I decree now that they be cut off existence in the name of Jesus. Whatever man cannot knock on the door of Christ to molest him in robbery, from henceforth, when they come near your door, I decree they fall down dead by your door. Whatever force could not waylay Christ on the way, driving or riding, I decree from henceforth, every evil eye that looks at you to molest you goes blind instantly in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. As the Lord liveth, no occasion for weeping for you this year. As the Lord liveth, you shall bury no member of your family this year. Whatever among us, anyone among us, wherever he may be, in his home or in the hospital, that is held down in sickness, I decree that as we partake of this communion, standing in the gap for them, they are declared free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As you partake of this miracle meal, every poison is turned into testimony. As you take in this rod, every effect of the magicians, every spell and enchantment is swallowed up in victory forever. This is a communion of testimony. This is a communion of testimony. In Jesus' precious name. He gave them the bread and their eyes were open. As you take this bread in, every spiritual blindness is destroyed in the name of Jesus. This week will be to you a week of supernatural illumination in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy floods of revelation like never before in your life this month. It is done. This month is going to be the best month of your life. Things you never knew exist, you will find them this month. And as your light comes, your shining will begin.
your shame will disappear. And Jesus' name will be glorified. And Jesus' name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to know that as many as are set to see him this month, you will not miss him. As many as are set to see what God has prepared for them, what God has provided for them this month, you shall not miss it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have a witness of the Holy Spirit that every one of you is ripe for a turnaround. Every one of you is due for a turnaround. Every one of you is due for a turnaround. Every one of you is due for a turnaround. Every one of you is due for a turnaround. Every one of you is due for a turnaround. Remember, you are returning next Sunday with a testimony in your hand.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 817-9670, 817-9671, 817-9672, 817-9673, and 817-9674. Or send your testimony through the email bishop@winnerskinandland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Kinanland, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta. On Wednesday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Sundays, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. God bless you.